This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now that we're going more places as we're getting more vaccinated, back to the office maybe, or a vacation, or a wedding, or something social, we're buying more clothes. And after a year plus, the options that are presented, the choices that consumers have, can be a lot. What you might not think about, though, are the choices that retailers have already made for you, and how that is all tangled up with them predicting how you are going to feel about the world down the road. In this latest edition of our series, How We Shop, Marketplace's Mario Segarra went to the Short Hills Mall out in New Jersey.
I meet Sean Grain Carter in the shoe department at Nordstrom. She's wearing a calf-length navy blue dress and white-rimmed glasses with a red purse, perfectly manicured nails, and a mask. I can tell by her eyes that she's smiling.
Hello! How are you?
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure.
Grain Carter is a professor at the Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan, where she trains students to become buyers. Buyers make purchasing decisions for a retailer. How many dresses to stock, or tops, or shorts, in which patterns and colors. She comes to the mall a lot, and she looks at things a little differently than the rest of us.
So let's start over in this section here.
Immediately, she spots a dress. It's long and loose-fitting, with pastel stripes, blue, green, and a shade of pink that's apparently hot this year.
It's what I call a blush pink, and as you can see, it's in a print. But you're also going to see it showing up as a solid.
She looks around and then makes a beeline for another dress, turquoise with pink flowers.
I know that this is a bestseller. There's only two sizes left in this dress, where as you see...
She points to the dress next to it.
All the sizes are here in this one.
Grain Carter used to be a buyer for Bergdorf Goodman and Ann Taylor. She says buyers look at trends from fashion shows. They think about what's going on in the world. They look at the retailer sales, and they gather intel on the ground.
Every time I come to the mall, I'm looking, and I know what's working, what's not. I also look at customer shopping bags.
Next, we head to Neiman Marcus. At the entrance, a few mannequins stand on a lime green area rug. One has a flower behind its ear, another in its hand. They're wearing brightly colored dresses, orange, yellow, green, and pink.
Look at this dress, which is a color block. This color block dress is very 60s.
At a different store, I see a shirt that says, "Feeling Optimistic" in a 60s era font. The 60s references, the bright colors, Grain Carter says they're all sending a message. The sun's out, the skies are blue, it's been such a tough year, don't you deserve a little happiness? She walks over to a rack and picks up a crop top with poofy sleeves.
And so here's an example of another bestseller. This little top, it's gone. This is all that's left. And it's in pink and green with cute little mini florals. This is a happy, happy purchase.
Our next stop is Anthropology. And the first thing we see is a mannequin wearing an eyelet dress. They're usually white. Imagine a lace tablecloth in dress form. We've seen a few already. This one is bright yellow.
I call it sunflower yellow. It looks just like a sunflower. So now you know this is a trend.
We're seeing a lot of the same trends over and over. Anthropology has a pink floral top with poofy sleeves, like the one we saw at Neiman Marcus. And that eyelet dress also comes in, wouldn't you know it, pink.
So pink is the color right now. Dusty pink, bubblegum pink, magenta pink. They're saying we believe in pink.
Why is it that all these stores believe in the same colors and silhouettes and patterns?
They consult what we call fashion services.
Like there's one called WGSN. It predicts what people are going to be feeling 2 years from now and translates those themes into colors. For 2023, it sees emotions that seem kind of opposed, numbness and hope. And it's advising retailers to bet on clothing and accessories in honeycomb yellow, jade green, and dark oak. Right now, retailers seem to have settled on pink, which I tell Grain Carter, I take issue with. Pink's not my color. She doesn't miss a beat.
You could get it in white. We're going to always have it in white and black for you.
But then we get to Loft, and this funny thing happens. I see another eyelet dress, but this time in a kind of peachy pink.
Here we go, pink again. I actually like this one, though. It's more of a...
Oh, see, you like. You know what? Your eye is getting used to it.
She says, this is kind of what happens. We see a style over and over. Maybe our family and friends are wearing it, and we come around. There's something else at work here, too. Retailers have long pushed the idea that if you buy that pink eyelet dress, you will feel good, happy, alive again. After the past year, a lot of us want to believe that. Before we leave the mall, Green Carter points down to her feet. She's wearing her own post-vaccine feel-good purchase, a pair of black Gucci sandals. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.